join me in saying the Anna Bakoa? Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir, Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadi. The two letters for the month of Dili, the month of Shvat, are the Tzadi and the Bet. The Tzadi that created the month of Shvat and the constellation Dili, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, Saturn. The month of the constellation Dili in Western astrology is the water carrier. But Dali in Hebrew means the water bucket. Very different perceptions of this month. When we take apart the Hebrew word Dali, Dalad Lamed Yud, we understand that this water bucket is the doorway to teaching God. Dalet is the door, Lamed is the teacher, and Yud represents the first letter of the Tetragrammaton, and therefore it stands for God. Another way of understanding Dalet Lamed Yud is the Dalet is the doorway, and the word is then Li, which means to him. The door to him, which is God, is through the month of Shvat, through the constellation Dali. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Chayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Givavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Tzidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Vetet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Birotuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence allows us to help speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the technology of Kabbalah, through this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the last line we say in a whisper, which we refer to as silently. I did not spend a lot of time with the Anna Bekoach tonight because the section of Zohar we are reading is rather large and will also take quite a bit of commentary. Usually I don't read the sections beforehand, but in the Parashah of Bo, which we're reading tonight, I have already cycled through the whole Zohar for Parashat Bo, and so I have read this section before, although that was last year. And every time we read a section of Zohar, we will see it from a different frame of reference, because we are not the same person we were when we read it before. Are there any questions before I start? Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Amar Rabbi Shimon hashtayit legala'a razin de'inun mitabekin le'ela v'tata maketi bo el paro lech el paro mibae le'mai bo Elade Ayel Le Kuchabarihu Idarin Bata Idarin Legabe Tanina Chada Ila'a Takifa Dekama Dargin Mishtal Shelen Mine Uman Ihu Razade Hatanin Hagadol. This is verse 36 in section 3, which is titled The Crocodiles. Rabbi Shimon said, "Now it is proper to reveal secrets that are attached above and below. It is written, 'Come to Pharaoh,' but it should have said, 'Go to Pharaoh.' What is the meaning of the word bo, which means come?" He answers, "He brought Moshe into the innermost rooms to a very powerful crocodile, from which many levels evolve and come down. And what was it? It was the secret of the great serpent." An innermost room, a crocodile, and a serpent. God said to Moshe, "Come with me into the location, into the room where the serpent lies. And the serpent is veiled in a crocodile. Come with me, and I will help you destroy the snake, destroy the negativity, destroy the desire to receive for oneself alone." Verse 37. Moshe was afraid and approached only the rivers that were at his grade. But he feared the serpent itself and did not approach because he saw that it was rooted in high sources. What was Moses' grade at this moment? We start out at birth with all of the potential for this revealing the light that we are supposed to reveal, that we can achieve with our corrections during this lifetime. We have this potential. And through the process of our life, we transform the outer surrounding light into the manifested inner light. Moses, we are taught, was a chariot for Netzach. But he rose and through the process of his life to be a chariot for Dat. That meant he went through Tiferet, Givurah, Chesed, to arrive at the level of Da'at. Where was he in this process? At this moment, when he has been appointed by God, he's 80 years old, he's two-thirds through his process. Well, that would mean that he's somewhere in the process of Chesed, but not yet had reached Da'at. But that's just a guess on my part. But why did he fear the serpent? I fear the serpent. We should fear the serpent. But why did Moses fear the serpent? Verse 38. Kevan dechamatu chabarichu didachil Moshe ushlichan memanam acharanin le'ela la yachlin likarva ligabe amar kucha berichu hineni alecha paro melech mitzrayim hatanim hagadol harovetz betoch yorav lekucha berichu itzterich le'agacha Bekirava velo achara, kimadiyat yamar, ani Hashem, v'yuk muharaza dehachmeta, dehatanim hagadol, harovetz betoch, yeorav leinun, mare midin deyadin, birazin demarechon. When the Holy One, blessed be He, saw that Moses was afraid and that other appointed messengers above could not approach him, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great crocodile that couches in the midst of his streams. Ezekiel chapter 29. The Holy One, blessed be He, had to wage war with him and no other. He said, I am Hashem. We interpret this to mean I and not a messenger. They explain the secret of the wisdom of the great crocodile that couches in the midst of his streams to those scholars of jurisprudence who recognize the secret of their master. So what is this verse saying? This is saying when God saw Moshe was afraid, he decided to come and could combat directly the Pharaoh, who is the great crocodile. And the prophet Yehezkel saw this in his prophecies and said this verse that is quoted. Verse 39. Petach Rabbi Shimon v'amar v'yivra Elohim et hataninim agedolim v'et kol nefesh Hachayad haromesh zet Asher tartzu hamayim Leminehem Haikira ukmuha Le'aval v'yivra Elohim et hataninim Purazada livyatan Uvatzugo taninam Chaser keti begin dekatao Lenu pa besaoka kucha berichu Letzadikaya viukmuha. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion, saying, and Elohim created the great crocodiles. The Hebrew word is taninim. And every living creature that moves with which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. A verse in Bereshit chapter 1. This passage has been explained, yet an Elohim created the crocodiles is a secret. It is the Leviathan and his spouse. Tanaim is spelled without the Yud, because the only one, blessed be he, killed the female and brought her up for the righteous, as it was explained. Therefore, only the one great crocodile, Tanin, remained. And know that the Leviathan is a kosher fish, as our sages say. Most of us don't, if we've even heard of the Leviathan, do not understand what this metaphor that is spoken about in our tradition, the Talmud, now we're seeing it in the Zohar, in the Midrashim. Rabbi Eliyahu, the Gaon de Vilna, he teaches something very profound. The Kabbalah system, the Kabbalistic system of the Gaon de Vilna, is unique and very different than the system of the Ari, which almost everyone follows in our world today. I have just touched the system of the Gaon de Vilna. I do not understand it. The discussion, the Gaon de Vilna essentially says that the prophecies and the three Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and the priest Mashiach, which is Eliyahu, that they, these two major entities will come in a natural way, that Mashiach ben Yosef may have to die, and that the process, the natural process, people will not be able to see, oh, this is where things are happening, just like we have today. We, part of the process of bringing Mashiach is the ingathering of the exiles. And how do we see that manifesting? In our life, in our generation, the land of Israel has a Jewish country, a Jewish state. It doesn't follow Torah law, but it is a Jewish state. It's got a religion called Judaism as its main or recognized religion in the state. Now, the Gaon de Vilna says that the wisdom of the other nations will manifest as technology, as the orderly way, the normal way, the natural way of progressing from step to step. And we see that. We get great revelations from our scientists, E equals MC squared, and then we get the quantum revelation of the uncertainty principle. And then we get the string theory. And then we get the next step, the multi-universe theory. Physics goes step by step. Each of the sciences progress naturally in an orderly step-by-step process. This is what the Gaon de Vilna teaches, is Mashiach ben Yosef. And the metaphor that he has to die is saying that the natural process will be overturned. And that's when we will see Mashiach ben David. The Leviathan is a metaphor for technology. And the metaphor, the Midrash, teaches that Hashem killed the female and saved its meat, its kosher fish to be eaten, saved its meat to the end days, where the tzaddikim will eat from this fish. And the skin of this fish will be wrapped around the walls of Jerusalem. This is the Midrash about the Leviathan. The Leviathan is technology. It's another name for technology. The Tzaddikim will eat from technology. They will appreciate. They will utilize. They will understand technology as coming from Torah. Right now, technology is separated from Torah. Initially, it was not. Through the years, it has become separated and is being revealed through this religion of science. This is all part of God's plan. Verse 40. Hatanim Hagado Tesha Yorin Inun Diihu Ravitz Benaihu Vechad Yeora Ihu Demeimav Shekikin Uvrekan Demei min deginta naflin betilat zimnin v'shata v'kateren zimnin mitvarech ha'hu ye'ora v'lo kaka v'kad chad lav haki. The great crocodile is the male Leviathan that remained alive. It is said about him that couches in the midst of his streams, referring to the verse from Yechezkel. There are nine rivers that he lies in, corresponding to the nine Sephirot, the nine Sephirot of the negative side. Chachma bina dat, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod En Yesod. And there is one river whose waters are quiet. This is Keter. The blessings of the waters of the garden, which is Malchut of Atzilut, pour into it three times a year. This is the secret of the three columns, right, left, and central, of which it is said, three times a year shall all your males appear. Devarim chapter 16, referring to the three holidays. Pesach is the right column. Shavuot is central column. And Sukkot is left column. Or let me reverse that. Pesach is left column. Shavuot is central column, and Sukkot is right column. Those three times, the energy that comes into the universe during those three times a year, during those 15 days, literally, feeds the negative side as well as the positive side, feeds the Leviathan, and in our current times, feeds the technology development. And if we actually interviewed and observed the process of scientists and how, when they get their ideas, how they get their ideas, we would see a cause and effect relationship to these three times. But nobody goes into that kind of detail. Verse 41, V'hai tanina al behahu yeora itakif v'yazil v'shat algo yama uvala nonin v'kama zinin v'shalit v'tav lehahu yeora ilein tisha yorin azlin v'salkin v'sacharane kama ilein v'yasavin v'zinaihu yeora kadma. This crocodile comes into that river, which is the Keter of the rivers, becomes strengthened by it, continues to swim, and enters into the sea, which is Malchut of Atzilut, where it swallows many kinds of fish and rules. These are levels in the sea that are inferior to him. He swallows them and they become perfected in him. He returns to that quiet river, and these nine rivers continue to rise to him, meaning that to receive their sustenance, because they receive their sustenance from the quiet river, which is their Keter. There are various kinds of trees and vegetation around this river. It is the first river among the rivers, namely Keter. An esoteric verse. Perhaps we'll get some more clarity in the next verse. Verse 42. Nafka masitra semala bechatsinora denagid venafik talatipin vekol tipa vetipa itperash lit latipin vekol tipa vetipa itaved mine yeorahad ve'ilein inun tisha ye'orin demit takfin ve'azlin ve'shatan ve'sacharan be'kol inun rakin. And now he explains the system of the emergence of the ten rivers. Three drops emerge from the left side, from one conduit that is drawn and emerges, that is Yesod of Zeran Pin. They are from the three columns, right, left, and central, included in the left column. Every drop spreads into three drops, and they become nine drops. One river is formed from each separate drop. These are the nine rivers that grow strong and continue to flow and encircle all of the firmaments. This is all talking about the negative system and how it develops. Drops are what it is to receive in order to be viable. But it's our mistakes that gives it more than a drop, and that's how it grows, through our mistakes. Verse 43. Mimadi shtar mei nun tipin kad samin leme pak ishtar tipa hadad nafka bishki iku nafal benaihu vita ved mine ye ora hada haya ora ihu hahu di amaran. After these drops finish coming out of those that remain, namely all the aspects of Keter and Chochmah that are above Binah, that are not drawn through the three columns, there remains one drop. It emerges silently and falls among the rivers, and from it one river is formed, This is the river that we said flows silently, namely the quiet river mentioned above. The quiet river, which is the Malkut of Atzilut, as discussed above in that esoteric verse. Verse 44, Hai Yeora Kad Hahunahar Nagid Vinafik Apik Tipin Acharanin Devirka Anasitra Deminama Ishtar Meinun Tipin Ishtar Tipa Hadabishkiku Meinun Birkan Vinafal Behahu Yeora Dihu Shakich Vechaihu Yeora Diadif Nikuhu. The stream that comes out and flows, Yesod in Zeranpin, pours out other drops of blessings from the right side. That is when it bestows upon Malchut from the three columns that are included in the right column. From whatever was left of these drops and did not emerge with them at the time, namely those Sefirot above Bina that are not drawn with the three columns, as mentioned. There remains one drop from these blessings that emerges silently and falls into that quiet river. Thus, the quiet river also has the illumination of the right. This is the best river. What we learned from the Midrash that says God created the universe in judgment, but when he saw it could not exist, he added mercy. And it's that midrash, that metaphor, that is also being referred to here in verse 44, where it is talking about the right column being included in the left. Balance. If there was no right column in the left, there would be no affinity between desire and sharing. And there must be affinity in order for the completion and the fulfillment to take place. Verse 45. Nachkinu mit parshan inun arba Naharin Denafkin Meginta De Edan Ahudi Ikre Pishon Nafil Behahu Yeora Vit Kalil Be Viad Malchut Bevel It Kalil Behai Ufishon Ihu Malchut Bavel Meorada Itzanu ve'itzmalyan kol inun ye'orin acharanin. When these four rivers that emerge from the Garden of Eden separate, that river called Pishon falls into the quiet river and merges with it. Therefore, the kingdom of Babylon is associated with this river. For Pishon is the kingdom of Babylon. Because Pishon is the first stream of the four rivers, and Babylon is the first of the four empires, of which it is said, "You are the head of gold," Daniel chapter 2. And therefore, Pishon is Babylon. From this quiet river, all the other rivers are sustained and filled. The verse in the Zohar is referring to the verse in Bereshit that describes there were four rivers that came out of Eden as part of the creative process. And elsewhere, in Daniel, it talks about the four empires it talks about a dream that is interpreted by our sages as referring to the four empires. And the first one, the first river, is Pishon, which represents the Keter. And Pishon may well have been connected to this whole discussion from this verse of Babylon and the river and the building up of the negativity as part of God's plan. Bekol Yehora Viyora Azla Vishat Chad Batanina Vinun Tesha Bekol Chad Vichad Nakiv Nukva Bereshe Kada Shebarta Rashetaninan Vigomer Viafilu Hatanin Hagadol Haki Hubegin Tekuhu Nafin Ruchin Lega Bela Velo Litata. In each river one crocodile swims. Thus there are nine crocodiles. Each has a hole punctured in his head, as is written. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the water. Tehillim, or Psalms, chapter 74. And even this great sea monster is so, because they all blow air upwards and not downwards. What is the metaphor of blowing air upwards? Is the concept of feminine waters, the concept of our actions, which cause the upper worlds to do something. And that is true for the negative side as well. The system works, the natural system works naturally in all levels. And this is why we can study our physical world and the natural laws within it, and from those understand the natural laws of the spiritual worlds. Kiti bereshit bara Elohim Ukti vayivra Elohim et hatanimim Hagedolim, Bekol Ovada Deinu Neser Amiran, Kaimin Lekav Laihu, Inu Neser Yaorin, Vechad Taninan, Tanina, Bitraf Rifa, Berucha Lekav El Kol Chad Vechad. It is written, in the beginning Elohim created. Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 1. And also, when Elohim created the great crocodiles. Same chapter, verse 21. In both cases, it is written, created. This teaches us that for every action of the 10 sayings in the works of creation, there are 10 rivers. And one crocodile blows wind against each of them. This means that one crocodile for each of the 10 rivers blows wind against the act, corresponding to him of the 10 sayings of creation. Verse 48. We definitely will not have time to complete this reading, so I'm just going to stay at this pace. V'yalda chad l'shavin shenin mizdaza alma v'ginde chay tatanin hagadol kad hu salik senapiro v'yizda kedain kulhu mis dazan inunya orin recall alma mis daza ve ara mitalechet mitalechelet ve kulhu kalilan behaitanim hagadol. Therefore, the world shakes once in 70 years, since everything in the river shakes when this great crocodile raises its fins and shakes. The whole world shudders and the earth trembles, for they are all included in this great crocodile. And 70 is considered the number of years in each generation. And 70 is the number of nations in the physical world. And 70 is the number of ministers in control of those nations. And 70 continues. V'haaretz haita tohu v'gomer Amar Rebbi Shimon Ovada divreshit havraya le'ambe v'yadin be'aval ze'irin inun v'yadin le'ramza ovada divreshit v'raza detanin hagadol v'adtanenan de kol alma la mishtal shela ela alsena piro deda. And the earth was without form. Rabbi Shimon said, the friends are familiar and are occupied with the works of creation, but few know the works of creation as alluding to the great crocodile. We learn that the whole world evolves and comes from the fin of the great crocodile. Therefore, we must understand how he is alluded to throughout the works of creation. Included in creation, in all of the ten sephirot, there is an opposite tree. Now, many people think that opposite tree, which is one against the other, one opposite the other, is the tree of knowledge, good and evil, but it's not. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge, good and evil, are one tree. We have created a separation through the sin of Adam. The one tree have seven lower spherot called tree of life, called tree of knowledge, good and evil, and three upper spherot called the tree of life. Within that creation is the seed for the negative side. And that is what is alluded to and expressed, and Rabbi Ashlag is saying, learn to understand cause and effect. Learn to understand how creation also created evil. Creation, understand the Torah, expand on its wisdom. This is what this verse is teaching us. Verse 50. Tachatzi veharetz haita tohu vavohu vegomer tanenan haita yokina begindi b'chai yeora kadma'a tekamran kod hai hatamnin hagado albe kedenit balya v'shate v'daich Nitzotzin Deid Lekatu Beinun Almin Deid Haravu Bekad Meta. Come and see, it is written, and the earth was without form and void. We learn that it was earlier, namely it was formless before the correction began, and it has been explained. Excuse me. When the great crocodiles enters that first river, the quiet river, it becomes full. It swims and extinguishes the sparks that were gathered in from the worlds that were destroyed earlier. To really understand this section and to truly understand what's being taught here, one must study it directly with the Chumash, because the first verse in the Torah is not the first verse in the cause and effect relationships. There was a world of tohu, formlessness, and a world of bohu, void. And these worlds were created before the world we live in today. Our souls existed in those worlds. Those worlds were after the Ein Sof, but before our generation today. Understanding that, this is what this verse is referring to. Verse 51. Inuntaninin acharanin dekamran havo vela havo amai begin deit halash heilaihu delavetashtuchun alma barleshavin shanin hadzim navinun itekafu behela dehahub tamin hagadol vechayhu bilchodo leitakfa veilmaleinu kve kayemet legabe laya kilama lemis baalon. Those other crocodiles that we mentioned were and were not, for their illumination was not revealed in them, so it is as though they did not exist. This is so because their strength was weakened, so they would not destroy the world, except once every 70 years, when they grow strong with the power of the great crocodile, which alone grows strong. If his female had been alive with him, the world would not have survived them. One really needs to understand this metaphor. It said the female was killed by God, so why create the female? Does it mean that God made a mistake? No, because the female is being used as part of the plan. That's why the skin of the Leviathan will be wrapped around the walls of Jerusalem. Verse 52. Ad lakatal kriyat beha lenuk baharet haita tohu tohu haita uvatar vekatala avabohu sherat veit kaimon vechoshechal ad lahavat Mechira Ovada De'aved. Until the Holy One, blessed be He, killed the female of the Leviathan, the earth was without form. It was formless, and the earth was void after he slew her, which means the earth started to be sustained, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Bereshit chapter 1 verse 2. It still had not illuminated due to the action that he performed, the killing of the female. There was no revelation. It was concealed, this light of the Leviathan, until the end days, until the righteous are there, so that only the righteous will utilize this light. Verse 53. Did kura le'ela ve'itkafya begindeha te'choma le'tata lahava nahir mem tet lahava nahir begindeha tatanin agado havana shivrucha al te'choma ויחשיך לי ועלה מפרפרפה לטאטה. What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He crushed the head of the male of the great crocodiles, and the crocodile was subdued because the deep below did not illuminate. He asked, what is the reason that it did not illuminate? He answers, because this great crocodile blew wind over the deep, darkened it, and it did not hover below. All describing the different aspects of the creative process. 54. Yavarucha achara tileila venashav Uvatashpeha hurucha v'shakich lehadahu diktiv v'ruach Elohim merachefet al penei hamayim v'chaynu detanenan dekutcha v'richu batashrucha v'rucha uvara. Then another wind from above crossed, blew and struck that wind and placated it, for it neutralized it. That is what is written, and a wind from Elohim moved over the surface of the water. Bereshit chapter 1. So we learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, struck one with wind with another and created the world. What does it mean to strike a wind? It's an interesting metaphor. I'm not going to delve into it because we don't have the time. I am going to read verse 55. Vayomer Elohim yehi or vayhi or nahir nehiru dileila uvatash algabe rucha denashi veistalak me'al techoma velachafa lekevan ditoma it nahir v'yihu istalak k'deim v'hava nahiro. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. because the supernal light illuminated and struck on the blowing wind, and it was removed from over the deep and did not cover it. As soon as the deep was lit up and the wind left, it became light, as is written, and there was light. We can do verse 56. Dana hir areshe umaya havo nafke migoy hafulete beruch hanashiv le'ela benahir min hiru ga'ad hava nachit nechore benat netzah leshavin utrein nechorin deshimsha kevan dinun nechorin itreshimu begoshimsha letata havo hayavaya dialma yadin becho bechavo palchin leshimsha kevan veista akal kuchabarichu veinun hayavaya salik nechorege beganiz le amai veganiz le begin dehahu tenin hava salik venachit uvatash beinun yelrin adegabas deganas levela itkalya. This light shone over the head of the great crocodile. Water flowed from its nostrils to sustain the other levels. And the wind blew up, and he explains why the water flowed out. And wind blew above, saying that this is because beforehand, this complete luminary illuminated until the light descended from Bina and sparkled to the 72 lights of the sun, which is Zerunpin. Since these lights were impressed in the sun below, wicked people in the world knew of them and worshipped the sun, meaning they worshipped to draw the light from above downwards. When the Holy One, blessed be He, observed that these wicked wanted to draw the light from above downwards, he raised the light and concealed it. Why did he conceal it? Because of the actions of the wicked. For this crocodile was ascending and descending, and also drew the light from above downwards, and because of the actions of the wicked, and struck those rivers until he hid the light, and it was no longer visible. It's talking about the organus, the concealed light, the light that Adam could utilize to see from one end of the world to the other, and in which Hashem hid this light away to be utilized only by the Tzaddikim in the time of Mashiach. I invite you to join us next week on Tuesday at 7:45, where we will continue the discussion of reincarnation and soulmates. On Wednesday, when we will discuss the Sphira of Yesod. And next Thursday, when of course we will be reading from the Zohar again, from the portion this week of Beshalach. We wish you all well and have a beautiful Shabbat. And if there are any questions before I sign off, please tell us. Please ask them. Shabbat Shalom, you all.